When a Pennsylvania child on Medicaid tested positive for lead exposure, the state used to pay for a home inspection to find the source. Now, the Commonwealth says that Medicaid insurers need to foot the bill, and that's changing how home lead inspections are getting done. From WITF in Harrisburg, Brett Schultes reports that the move is keeping some community-based lead inspectors from being paid and is putting more control in the hands of insurers.
Officially, I'm still the lead program coordinator, but my business cards say that I'm the maternal child outreach worker because we no longer have a funded lead poisoning program.
Mary Lou Yingling has run York's home lead testing and enforcement program for nearly 30 years. She remembers when she had a 7-person team who would knock on doors offering to test homes and children for lead exposure.
Well, at one point, I mean, there was 3 of us who had the ability to do the inspections, which wasn't so bad, but we were probably testing 4,000 kids a year because there were 7 of us.
These days, she has a backlog of homes that need to be tested, and her department no longer gets paid for the work she does.
I've had maybe 15 referrals since the beginning of the year. I think I've been reimbursed for 3.
She and other experts say this is important because children at risk for lead poisoning may not get the attention they need.
Ideally, we should go out at 1 blood lead level of 5 or greater. I can't do that just because of the caseload. I cannot get out to 200 children on my own.
She and a handful of others like her used to bill the state $350 for each home inspection. Now the state requires Medicaid insurers to pay for the lead testing. That's become a problem, Yingling says, because only 1 of the 5 Medicaid insurers in her area, Gateway, has agreed to set up a contract with her.
Well, the change is that we cannot bill through the PROMISE program.
In Harrisburg, Joyce Ravinskas runs UPMC Pinnacle's lead testing program. She's seeing the same problem, but on a larger scale. She and 1 other inspector do home lead testing for a 13-county region.
The Department of Human Services no longer pays for the EIs that we are doing.
Ravinskas says this new problem follows years of state and federal funding cuts for lead programs.
We decided that we would continue to go out, especially for any high lead levels.
And Joyce used to run a staff of 15 with field offices in Wilkes-Barre and Reading and $1.1 million a year in state funding. She lost that funding in 2016.
The Wilkes-Barre office actually closed, and the Reading office, well, it did close. It was being covered by Wilkes-Barre and Harrisburg.
And although the funding has stopped, lead poisoning cases have remained steady.
So in the Medicaid program, we pay...
That's Sally Kozak, Deputy Secretary for the Department of Human Services Office of Medical Assistance Program.
In 2016, we had slightly around 7,000 children that tested higher than a lead level of 5.
She says the state's 8 Medicaid insurers are free to contract with whomever they choose.
The managed care organizations have to have an adequate network to be able to perform the work. So they contract with whatever number of providers they need to be able to provide the service.
At least 4 of them have opted to hand most of their work to a private company in Delaware County called Accredited Environmental Technologies. AET Vice President Eric Sutherland and other company executives did not respond to requests for comment. Kozak says the state is responsible for making sure that the Medicaid insurers follow their agreements.
You know, we have a really rigorous contract oversight process.
But she says nothing stops those companies from denying an experienced lead inspector work.
The managed care organizations typically try to come to agreement with individuals that are willing to negotiate with them.
Department of Human Services spokesman Colin Day notes the families on Medicaid will still get their homes inspected when needed. But in York, Yingling says she worries what will happen when she retires in 2 years. She says many inspectors go above and beyond the bare minimum of home inspections required by the state.
I contact the doctor's office and say, here's a referral form. I need a referral for this child so that the kids don't fall through the cracks.
She notes research is showing there's no safe level of lead exposure for children.
So a lot of learning disabilities can be attributed to lead exposure. Behavior such as attention deficit hyperactivity.
Yingling says if she had the ability to make it happen, every child would be tested for lead exposure. In York, I'm Brett Schultes.